The Nature Conservancy is becoming more involved in the Susitna-Wautana hydroelectric project. This summer, contractors working under the Alaska Energy Authority have been conducting 58 studies to assess the environmental impact of the hydroelectric project. The Nature Conservancy, which operates in 35 countries and the United States, has hired a consultant to review the data that the studies produce and generate an independent assessment of some of the environmental risks. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
AEA says that the proposed dam would generate enough power to fill the needs of half of the Rail Belt's current consumers at a cost of $5.19 billion. Some opponents of the dam claim that environmental impacts would outweigh the benefit of what would be one of the tallest dams in America. The Nature Conservancy plans to conduct an independent evaluation of the study data to see how significant the environmental impacts will be on one of South Central Alaska's key industries.
For the Susitna-Wautana Hydro Project, we want to use that framework to look at what are the risks to salmon in particular, salmon habitat, from that project if it were to be built.
That's Corrine Smith. She oversees the Nature Conservancy's efforts in the Mat-Su Basin. To sift through the large amount of fishery data, the Conservancy has brought in Anchor QEA, a nationwide engineering and environmental consulting firm with offices in Anchorage. Smith says that the data currently being gathered could prove useful in determining the potential impact of the Susitna-Wautana Dam as well as future hydroelectric projects.
If we were to build a big dam on any large river like the Susitna in the state, we'll use the Susitna as a case study because there's so much information about that particular river, and there will be in the next year and two years after AEA studies.
That wealth of data will include information on the spawning areas and run strength of various salmon, as well as potential impacts on salmon habitat, such as water flow rate, silt accumulation, vegetation, and changes in how the river freezes. The determinations that the Nature Conservancy and Anchor QEA reached are not purely for their own use, however, and Smith hopes that others will find the data helpful.
Our goal is also to provide information for other stakeholders in the process to be able to have a clear framework for how to assess the impacts from the study. That's something that is a lot of information. It's a little unclear yet how it all flows together. And so we're taking just one piece of it, and that's salmon. Obviously, there's a lot of other impacts from the dam or potential impacts, and we're just looking at the salmon piece of it.
Smith says that the Nature Conservancy plans to keep in line with AEA's study timeframe and expects to reach some conclusions by the end of 2014. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.